With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. While many are discussing what went on in front of the cameras during the Kamala Harris Fox News special report with Bret Baier interview, Baier gave a glimpse into what happened behind the scenes during the post-interview broadcast. He said the interview, as requested by Harris's team, was to start at 5 and run 30 minutes. The Harris team changed the length to 20 minutes. Then Harris arrived 15 minutes late. Baier said as he was talking, several of Harris's team were off camera waving their hands, demanding he end the interview, in which Harris had grown combative. A pro-Israel policy analyst says the Biden-Harris administration is letting politics dictate policy in the Middle East.
Political observer Matt Continetti disagrees with the White House demand Israel do more to safeguard the flow of aid to Gaza.
I think it's a foolish policy.
An effort, he says, to win more Muslim support for Kamala Harris's presidential campaign.
I think it's going to lead to perverse outcomes. We've seen again and again that whenever this administration pressures Israel, Hamas is emboldened.
Combined with the Biden-Harris pressure on Israel not to attack Iran's nuclear facilities, despite repeated attacks from Tehran.
This administration's legacy in the Middle East is shameful, in my view.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Raytheon agrees to pay millions.
RTX Corporation, the defense contractor, formerly known as Raytheon, has agreed to pay $950 million to resolve allegations that it defrauded the government and paid bribes to a high-ranking Qatari military official from 2012 to 2016. The amount includes a $428 million settlement for lying to the government about its labor and material costs to justify costlier no-bid contracts in order to drive the company's profits higher. The company was also accused of double-billing the government on a weapons maintenance contract. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple opens another abortion facility.
The 24-hour telehealth operation is located in Virginia and allows women to obtain abortion drugs without having to have an office visit with a doctor. The Satanic Temple describes abortion as a, quote, ritual, and therefore protected under the First Amendment's guarantee of freedom of religion, an assertion that has so far been rejected by the courts. The temple has always supported abortion, but it has ramped up its activities since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two massive hurricanes in less than a month, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports that calls for more volunteers are coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, among other states. That has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in Southern Baptist churches all across the region. This is SRN News. A tennis legend is in recovery after having surgery to address a health scare.
Tennis great Serena Williams says she had a benign bronchial cyst the size of a small grapefruit removed from her neck and all is okay. The retired star posted Wednesday on social media that she found a lump on her neck in May, had an MRI exam, and was told she did not need to get it removed if she didn't want to. Williams says it kept growing. After more tests, including a biopsy that was negative for cancer, her doctors said she should have a procedure. Williams turned 43 last month. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
SpaceX is suing regulators in California after officials rejected the company's plan to increase rocket launches. The lawsuit argues the California Coastal Commission engaged in naked political discrimination against Elon Musk. They say that they denied a plan last week to expand the number of rocket launches. Some members of the commission referenced Musk's political post on X. More details at srnnews.com.